At that time, I found nothing wrong. I mean, I didn't think of anything being difficult or hard or anything. As I've got become older, I have been thankful for things I learned from some of the experiences. But you rose very early in the morning. It was not uncommon for me to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I had outside work I had to do, chores had to be done. The thing that always has amazed me, I can remember being on the farm, was I never understood why they put a windmill at the bottom of the hill, so I had to carry the pails empty down the hill to get the water and full up the hill. I always wanted to tell whoever put windmills in, they did them wrong. I loved livestock. I loved farming. I enjoyed being out there even when it was cold. If it was meant that the wagon had to be hitched up and deliver feed, I'd harness my horses and hook them up. And to this day, I love the horses. I will take the horses over a tractor any day. And then you had your corn you had to feed to the hogs, which at that time we didn't use so much shell corn. You carried it by the bushel in the ear corn and carried it out to them. And that had to be done. If there were chickens, they had to be fed. I hated chickens. I hated them. The worst animal God ever created for me was a chicken on a farm. I gotta feed them and then gather the eggs and hope they don't peck you. Henry gave us a cow. Then we always would get, I think we got like a hog and a half of beef a year. And it doesn't sound like much, but it's amazing. And then we always had our big gardens. It always had your basics in it, your peas, your carrots, your corn, and cabbage. Let's see, potatoes. We always planted potatoes, beets, tomatoes, green peppers. And then there were a couple years they planted muskmelon, but after no muskmelon made it to the house, they quit planting it because when the three older children would go down, which was Marlene, Dean, and myself. Well, when you went to pick the others and things, and those melons would come on, why, we'd pop them open on a rock or something, and we just eat them. And then there was the canning, the picking. We'd spend all day picking peas, all day. Then we would fill great big cardboard boxes with the pails. Then you'd spend all night shelling. And canning back then, when you used a cook stove, because that's what we had, was a cook stove. And you carried the water in and you carried the water out and you canned and we shelled the peas and then we canned. Then the peas were the one that always, you'd have this big box. You thought you had lots, but by the time you shell them, they weren't very, it took a lot to get compared to string beans. That just sticks with me. And the tomatoes, we didn't have a freezer, and a locker was fine, except my mother did not drive, and it was just too inconvenient to try to go to a locker and get it. So she would can the beef and the pork a lot. There were shelves in the basement set up for storing it, and when they were empty, you saved them, you washed them up, and the empties went in one back down there to be used again the following year.